Chapter 8, Healing and Redemption. We have seen healing for the world in the name of Jesus. We have seen healing for the carnally minded believer through the elders. Now, let us see healing for the man who enjoys the fullness of his privileges in Christ. Isaiah 53 is a preview of Jesus' public ministry and his substitutionary sacrifice. It is a veiled prophecy, but it is revealed now through the Pauline revelation as belonging to us. Love's good pleasure. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of pains and acquainted with disease. He was a root out of dry ground, but he was precious to the Father, though condemned by the world. As one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our sicknesses, carried our diseases, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was stricken and smitten of God with our diseases. Every disease known to the human race was laid upon Jesus. Isaiah 52:14, like as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. The margin of the cross-reference Bible reads, men were dumbfounded at him. For deformed was his appearance, so as not to be a man, and his figure, so as not to be human. Or, so shall many be amazed over him. His visage was so marred, unlike to a man, and his form unlike the sons of men. His visage was so as not to be a man, and his figure no longer resembled a man. He was made sin with our sin. He was under the dominion of Satan. This is a description of Jesus' spirit, not his body. He was made sick with our diseases. When those diseases came upon his precious spirit, he no longer resembled a man. The heart cannot take it. Reason stands dumb in the presence of statements like these. He was stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. It was God who laid our diseases upon him. It was justice that demanded a recompense for our offenses. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Sickness is spiritual. Now you can see this fact, that sickness was healed spiritually. God did not deal with sickness physically. Disease today is spiritual. I have found that when I can prove through the word that our diseases were laid on Jesus, and the sick man accepts that fact, he is instantly healed. As long as we think that disease is purely physical, we will not get our deliverance. But when we know it is spiritual, and it must be healed by the word of God, for you remember he said, he sent his word and healed them, then healing becomes a reality. He was wounded for our transgressions. This was spiritual. He was bruised for our iniquities. It was a spiritual bruising. The wounds that the soldiers made did not take away sin, for if they had, sin would be a physical thing, a sense knowledge thing. Human justice deals only with sense evidences, not what a man thinks, but what he says or does. He endured sufferings that the senses cannot understand. They stand mute and helpless in the presence of this great spiritual tragedy that took place on Calvary. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. It was not the physical wounds made by the lictor. It was stripes that Jesus laid upon his spirit. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. 10th verse. Yet it pleased Jehovah to bruise him. He hath made him sick. Marginal rendering of the Revised Version. Love could see humanity redeemed. Faith could see a new creation. He made him sick with our sickness. We need not be sick. Only ignorance of our rights or refusal to act upon the word can keep us ill. He made him sin with our sin. He became sin that we might become righteous. He went to hell that we might go to heaven. He was made weak that we might be made strong. He took our place, met every need, satisfied every claim of justice, and set us free. If this be the case, sickness on the part of the believer is wrong, just as weakness and every other thing that Satan brought upon man is wrong because he suffered to put it away. Some facts about the supernatural life. In the mind of the Father, we are supermen, we are conquerors, we are overcomers. 1 John 5:4-5, for whatsoever is begotten of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It was our faith that brought us into the family of conquerors. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? We believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for our sins according to Scripture, and that he arose for our justification. We believe that the moment we take him to be our Savior and confess him as our Lord, God takes us to be his children and gives us eternal life. This places us in the realm of conquerors. We are supermen and superwomen. Believers are winners. Healing and victory are ours. They are ours without asking. All we need to do is simply know it and praise him for it. Hebrews 4:14-16, having then a great high priest who hath passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Your old version reads profession, we are to hold fast our confession. What is our confession? It is that we are new creations, that sin has been put away, and that we are the righteousness of God in Him. We confess that surely He has borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Our confession is that He was stricken, smitten of God with our infirmities and weaknesses, and now, by His stripes, we are absolutely healed. Sin and disease have been put away, and in the name of Jesus we have dominion over Satan and the work of his hands. In His name we cast out demons, and in His name we lay hands on the sick and they do recover. If we can cast out demons, we can also command the demon disease to leave our bodies, for disease was brought there by a demon and is being developed by a demon. We say in Jesus' name, demon, leave this body. That demon is under obligation in the name of Jesus to obey. When Jesus arose from the dead, He arose because we with Him had conquered Satan. Colossians 2:15, having despoiled the principalities and the powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Jesus' triumph is our triumph. Jesus' victory is our victory. He did nothing for Himself. It was all for us. Today, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We should never talk about our diseases. When we tell our troubles to people, it's always to get their sympathy. That trouble came from the adversary. When we tell our troubles, we are giving our testimony of Satan's ability to get us into difficulty. When we talk about our disease, we are glorifying the adversary who had the ability to put that disease upon us. When we confess our lack of strength or ability, we confess that Satan has so blinded us that we cannot enjoy our rights and privileges. Psalm 27:1, Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? God has made Him to be wisdom unto us. He has made Him to be redemption unto us. If this be true, then Satan has no right to reign over us with sickness, disease, weakness, or failure. Every time we talk of our troubles, we glorify the being who put the troubles upon us. Our confession should be that God is today our strength, our wisdom, our complete and perfect redemption, our sanctification, and our righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Him. We can do all things in Him who strengthens us. Today, the name of Jesus in our lips can conquer disease and sickness. That name can bring courage and victory to the defeated and whipped. The prayer of unbelief never gives faith. When you pray for faith, you confess your unbelief. This increases your doubts, for the prayer is never heard. The doubter often prays for things already his own. God has blessed him with every spiritual blessing that governs every spiritual need. Redemption has never been seen as a reality. It is a theory, a creed, a doctrine. Few expect experimental evidence of it. Satan has taken advantage of our ignorance of redemption and put disease upon us, holding us in bondage. The defeated one holds his master in bondage. The believer is Satan's master.